Welcome to Becoming Better with Na'ama, the podcast that teaches you how to become a better person and a better partner. In this podcast, you're going to learn how to know yourself better. You'll learn tools and techniques to improve your communication skills, and you'll learn how to navigate your relationships using effective language. I'm Na'ama, a life coach specializing in partnerships and dating. I leverage my gift of communication and the wisdom of my past mistakes to teach you how to love more and fight less. I'm new to the podcasting world, but I have a lot to say. I hope you'll stick around and enjoy the episode. Remember to subscribe and share, and feel free to write to me at info@naamasegal.com for future episode ideas. And now, here's a brief ad from our sponsor, BetterHelp.com. Hey y'all, it's Na'ama. And as Ted Lasso likes to say, I am a work in progress. Seriously, I know that I am becoming better every day, but sometimes I'm also a mess. One of the most powerful tools that I have used over the last 20 years to become a little less of a mess is therapy. And if you need a therapist, which I think everyone does, you should go with BetterHelp.com. BetterHelp is the world's largest therapy service, and it's 100% online. With BetterHelp, you can tap into a network of over 30,000 licensed and experienced therapists who can help you with a wide range of issues. To get started, you just answer a few questions about your needs and preferences in therapy. That way, BetterHelp can match you with the right therapist from their network. Then you can talk to your therapist however you feel comfortable, whether it's via text, chat, phone, or video call. You can message your therapist at any time and schedule live sessions when it's convenient for you. If your therapist isn't the right fit for any reason, which happens, you can switch to a new therapist at no additional charge. I believe that everyone can benefit from therapy, and you can benefit from 10% off your first session by going to betterhelp.com/becomingbetter. That's betterhelp.com/becomingbetter. Get yourself a therapist. They are just a fresh set of eyes to help you tackle any problem that you want to overcome. I believe in you, and this is just another way that you can become better. Hello, everyone, and welcome back. This is Na'ama with Betterment Life Coaching. Today, we're going to talk about the six things that you need to ask yourself before you start talking to someone. Let's get down to business. When you're talking to somebody and you really want them to hear what you're saying because it really matters to you, you need to make sure that you are addressing all the external factors before you even open your mouth. Why? Because otherwise you're setting yourself up to fail. You're setting yourself up for a poor conversation, and the other person is not going to be able to give you their 100% attention, focus, interest, and love. Obviously, before you start the conversation, you have to be sure that you're talking to someone who actually loves and respects you. If you're not sure, they probably don't. Assuming that they do, and assuming that you are ready to talk about this important topic, here's what you need to ask yourself. I call it 3P3T. I'm going to say all six, and then I'll explain each one. The six things are right pace, right place, right person, right time, right tone, right topic. So I highly recommend you pause it and rewind and listen to that one more time. Matter of fact, I'll say it again. The six things you need to ask yourself before you talk to somebody about something that matters to you are: right pace, right place, right person. Right tone, right time, right topic. So what does this mean? Let's start with the three P's. Right pace. Pacing yourself when you talk actually matters a lot. When someone is talking really, really fast, it can be very difficult to follow what they're trying to say, and then you get overwhelmed by the speed that they're speaking, and you can't really digest everything that they're saying. Did you notice? I was talking really fast, and it raises a frenetic energy that nobody needs. and the listener isn't going to get it. They're going to be so focused on trying to dissect what you're saying that they won't actually get it. And we don't come with subtitles under our chins. So having the right pace when you speak matters. Additionally, you probably notice that someone who is well-respected, who is clear to understand, someone that you like to listen to, they speak slowly. They speak with emphasis and intention. They don't speed talk through something that matters to them, and you clearly understand their point. So make sure when you talk to someone about something important that you are using the right pace. Again, this involves mirror work. This involves practice, and you are welcome to pull out a voice note from your phone and practice and listen to yourself. This is how we improve. This is how we get better. The second P is place. When you've decided that you need to talk to someone about something very important, please make sure that you're in the right place to do so, physically and mentally. It needs to be a good place. You don't want to have an intimate conversation with someone at the checkout counter at Walmart. You don't want to pour your heart out to somebody in a bar that is packed with people. I mean, maybe somebody would when they're talking to the bartender, but it's not really conducive. Make sure that this is the right place. Make sure that it's a place that feels safe to you and to the other person. Things can be a lot easier when you're both in a physical place that makes you both feel safe, like going to a park if the weather permits, or sitting in a living room. I say this to my couples a lot, my pairs, my duos. Don't have important, deep conversations that are going to potentially cause an argument. I can't tell you the number of times I've had friends come to me telling me that they spoke up to someone and they really wanted to talk about something that was important, and they got rejected. The person basically blew them off and said, well, I'm sorry, I don't have time for this right now. Or, you know, they're at work and they just are overwhelmed by something. So they go pour their heart out to their boss, who literally doesn't even get paid to care. You've probably noticed this growing up, maybe in school. You really wanted to share something that was meaningful, and you shared that information with a classmate, and they totally rejected you. It's because they weren't the right person. You need to make sure that the person you're talking to values and loves and respects you before you ever open your mouth. Otherwise, you're setting yourself up for rejection. Now, for the three T's, right time, right tone, right topic. Let's start with time. When you have decided that you're going to share something important with somebody else, in the communication world, we call that a disclosure. When you're providing a disclosure to someone in an intimate setting, you need to make sure that it's the right time. And I don't just mean the time of day, although that is important. Specifically, some people are night owls, some people are morning persons, and sometimes people have stuff going on and they just don't have the time to give you their all complete 100% focus. I mean, I'm a parent. I have 4 kids. I have to schedule time to do everything. So when you want to talk to somebody, you really have to make sure it's the right time. Well, how do you know? Ask them. Say, hey, I really wanted to talk to you about something that I've been thinking about. When is a good time to talk? And then be quiet and let them think about it. Let them actually take 5 seconds and go, I would normally say right now, but actually I don't have the time to give you my undivided attention. Let's talk tomorrow at 2 in the afternoon. Whatever. You get the idea. You have to let the person tell you when is a good time to talk. Now, this concept of the right time extends further. It's not just time of day or a weekday versus a weekend. There's other factors when it comes to timing. You don't want to go pouring your heart out about getting broken up with by your significant other to somebody that you care about who just lost their spouse. They're in the middle of grief. Like, that's super tacky. You want to make sure you're timing that conversation well. It's important to recognize, where's the other person mentally and emotionally when I start talking to them? Do they even have the bandwidth right now? Again, ask them. Say, hey, I've got something I wanted to talk to you about. You know, I know you're going through this X thing. Would it be okay if we talked? I would love your advice. Literally, that's all you have to say. And then stop talking. Let them think about it and answer you. The best way to set yourself up for a successful conversation is to make sure that the other person is able to receive your words. It's honestly like playing catch. You're not going to throw the ball at somebody who's got their back turned to you and their hands in their pockets. That's going to turn it into Marsha Brady. Oh, my nose. That's not helpful. Also, I totally just dated myself, but whatever. You want to play catch with someone who's got their eye on the ball. They've got both hands in front of them. They're smiling at you. They're making eye contact. You know that when you throw it, they'll catch it. That's conversation. So, the last part of the timing that I will mention, and this may not apply to you, but it does apply to a lot of people in my community. There are certain conversations that you should not be having on certain days. For example, I'm Jewish. On Shabbat, we don't have conversations that revolve around planning or setting up preparations for things. We try to stay as much in the present as possible. So if you want to talk to somebody and they happen to be Jewish and it's Shabbat, probably want to reevaluate that. Or, you know, if it's a very important holiday, Christmas, Easter, Thanksgiving, it may not be the right time. People get very overwhelmed during holidays and important days like that. There's a lot of emotional highs and lows. So pick and choose, because you may have a great person and then they're just overwhelmed by all the things they have to get done. Now, that was time. The next T is tone. When it comes to the right tone, tone is a little bit hard to gauge at first, especially if you're neurodivergent. You may hear a tone from your own mouth that sounds perfectly fine, but everyone else looks at it like, whoa, that was rude AF. You may even not be able to decipher tone even if you're watching it in a movie or a TV show. So the type of tone you use is something you will have to work on. It's an exercise. It's a muscle just like anything else. Again, go back to the voice notes on your phone. Take any statement. It doesn't have to be hugely meaningful. It could be a muffin recipe for all it matters. And practice, rehearse, say it over and over in different tones. I'll use a simple example. I love my cat Ginger. So I could say it in a multiple different type of tones. I love my cat Ginger. Or I love my cat Ginger. Or nah, I love my cat Ginger. Or I love you Ginger. You see, all of those different tones deliver the same message totally different ways. You want your message to be received as well as possible. So check your tone. Practice in the mirror. Practice on a voice note. Listen to how it sounds. And if there's someone you trust and you tell them, hey, I'm trying to improve my, tell them you're trying to improve your public speaking. That's always an easy one and people will always be supportive. Then they, you know, they'll be supportive and you can say, tell them, I'm trying to improve my public speaking and can you please listen to something I recorded and tell me what the tone sounds like to you? They'll probably say yes. They'll probably be honored that you wanted to use their advice or use their opinion. That's a great way also to just build a relationship. But make sure when you speak in your tone, you're conveying as much sincerity and honesty and authenticity as you can. It's hard to gauge tone. I know, I'm speaking from personal experience, especially for men who have not been taught how to convey emotion in healthy ways. Their voice literally sounds the same for everything. And sometimes the only emotion that they can convey is anger or happiness. So you have to practice at it. You really do. And if you do it in front of a mirror, you can make silly faces at yourself and it's totally irrelevant. It'll help you relax. It'll help you get better. Now, the last T is actually the most important one. It's the topic. If you don't choose your topic and this person correctly, you're pouring water down a drain. What do I mean? I mean, there are some topics, no matter how passionate you are about them, the other person is not going to give a damn. Not because they don't love you, not because they don't want to support you. Maybe they do, but they're totally out of their depth. I'll give you an example. I have a friend. She was very devoted to being a Wiccan. This was back in the day when most teenage girls I knew were Wiccan, but she actually really loved being Wiccan, and she wanted so much for her parents to know, aka coming out of the broom closet, and she wanted to tell them and to fully disclose her faith to them, and really wanted them to be her biggest fans. The reality is that this was not a topic that they were able to digest, and she realized it. She bounced the idea off her mom first. Her mom was fairly supportive, but her mom looked at her and said, "Don't tell your dad. He's not going to get it." And she was right. The closest thing my friend ever came to was just telling her dad that she loved nature and she believed that God existed within nature. That he could get behind, but beyond that, they never had talked about the subject. Why? Because she knew she would be wasting her breath. Now, I would be remiss if I failed to acknowledge that in our current political climate, there are some topics that you need to keep your mouth closed on. Not because you don't care about things, not because you're not passionate, not because you're not an advocate, but because the other person you're going to talk to does not want to hear about that topic. Maybe they're very religious and they don't want to know about LGBTQ rights. Maybe they're Israeli and they don't want to hear you talking about pro-Palestine. Maybe they're conservative and they don't want you to talk about abortion rights. You have to be able to read your audience. And if you know a person has certain views on something, then don't pick that topic. I know it's kind of shitty and you want to be able to share with somebody that you love, but at the end of the day, it's a simple conversation. It is not worth destroying a relationship. It's just not. And wisdom is knowing that that person can love you even though you guys don't talk about certain subjects. That's a truth that I've learned in my old age. So to sum it up, the 6 right things that you need to know before you ever open your mouth are: right pace, right place, right person, right tone, right time, right topic. If you can answer those 6 questions before you ever speak to that person, and the answer is always yes, you are in great shape and you're setting yourself up for a wonderful conversation. If one of those is a no, you have to step back and go, what should I do different? And this is practice. You're only going to get better by doing it a lot. So I believe in you. I know that you can do this. Let's get you better. Bye.